So let's say you spoke English and Spanish. You spoke Spanish very well. Just pretend. I don't know if you do or not. But, and I said, hey, you speak Spanish. You said, yeah. I said, I want that. What would you say? You go like, it's not something I can give you. You kind of have to, what? You have to learn it, right? It's not something like, it's not something that you can pass off to somebody else, right? First of all, you have to want to learn it, then you have to learn it. Well, it's that same mindset that is actually what is this whole metaphor is most often misunderstood in today's gospel. This, the oil and the lamp, right? The lamp, these virgins, these 10 virgins, five are ready and five aren't. It seems so harsh that those who, quote unquote, the foolish ones come to the wise ones, hey, give us some of your oil. Why wouldn't they share? It seems sort of unfair or harsh. It doesn't seem consistent with the rest of the gospel. But in fact, the oil of the lamp refers to our good works. You can't give to somebody else the good works you've already done. It's not something you can pass on. It's like a language. You can't hand off a language like as if you're handing an item to somebody. See, discipleship is like learning a language. It's like learning the language of love. And it's not something that you are just given, here it is, there's your discipleship. You actually have to work it out. You have to want to learn it, and then you have to learn it. Now, that's what today's reading is all about. Today's reading is all the time prepare for the end times. Remember, it is the end of the Gospel of Matthew. And he's trying to, Jesus in this Gospel is preparing them for the end of their life. What happens at the end? In other words, Jesus is telling us it's not just about saying, I believe. It's actually doing the work of a believer. In other words, it's not enough just to know the language. Like if you knew Spanish, but you never spoke a word of Spanish ever, how would I ever know? We wouldn't. And so for those of us who learn languages, know that if you don't use it, you often will, in fact, lose it. So that's very much like the way it is for the kingdom of God. Now you might say, well, I thought when you get baptized, and that's what these guys are going to be looking to do, I thought we're all done then. That's it, we got it. It's like, yes and no. Yes, you're saved in a sense. Yes, you've been welcomed into the body of Christ. But that's like, it's not quite an item you pick and then you walk and you hand that in as like a ticket at the end of life. Yep, I got baptized. Here you go. It's meant to be, it's like baptism is like the gift of fluency. But you still have to learn the language. Because a lot of people would say, well, I'm not very good with languages. Well, no, what baptism is the guarantee for fluency. You still have to learn the language. You still have to become a disciple. You still need to do the work of discipleship. And of course, the language of love is not Spanish. It's the language of love. And that's what we're called to not only just learn, but actually to use. Now, that sounds great, but how does that actually work itself away in our own lives? Well, it means that we have to actually speak that language of love in our lives. We have to be people of love, people of gentleness, people of kindness, people who are forgiving and loving. And if people can't see that in our action and our behavior, then we're not speaking the language. Then we're not disciples. Oh, we may be believers. We may have been baptized. But we're just not disciples. We're not actually living what God has given us the joy to be. And that's where all the joy comes, is actually living that. Can you imagine being a fluent speaker of a language and never ever using it? In a sense, it makes no sense. It would be such a shame that you would never ever speak the language, even though you're completely fluent at it. And that's where you and I are. When we get baptized, we get the gift of fluency, but now we got to work it out. Now we actually got to do and use the language of love in every time, in every way we can. So for today, maybe can we use some new words of language, of this language of love today that we've never used before? I mean, for the young people here today, can you do something for your parents that your parents have never seen you do before? Can you be something extraordinary? Can you do some act of love that expresses your discipleship in real and concrete ways? For your parents or for a friend? Can we, as parents, can we love our spouse in some new extraordinary way using some new part of the language you've never done before? Can we use some new methods of loving and to maybe loving a stranger? The reaching out and being kind and being gentle or maybe just not being judgmental about people. Can we find a way to really live and to witness what we claim at this table? Because that's the language of love. We cannot give it to somebody else, but we can show others what we have. We cannot give somebody else Spanish or Italian or Vietnamese, but what we can do is we can show them that we speak the language of love. And so we would. Let's all just take one new word of the language of love. Some action that shows others that we really are fluent in this great language of love that is Christ Jesus.